The American Association of Pediatrics is known for occasionally taking on social issues that affect kids. And it made headlines 3 years ago with its warnings to parents and pediatricians about limiting or eliminating screen time for small children. Now, it's wading into the gun control debate. KPCC's Deepa Fernandez has this report.
New research just published in the AAP's journal Pediatrics found that every day about 20 children in America are hospitalized from a gunshot wound. In 2009, it added up to 7,391 children. John Leventhal, professor of pediatrics at Yale Medical School, led the study. He says that doesn't even include the worst cases.
In addition to the 7,000 or so children who are hospitalized each year in the United States, there are about 3,000 deaths. And most of those deaths occur before children get hospitalized, and they were not part of our study.
So that's 10,000 children a year who are victims of gunshot wounds. He points out that 1,000 of the injured children were under 15 years of age.
Some of those children are as young as 2, 3, and 4 years of age. Every time that event occurs, where someone gets injured due to a firearm injury, one can think that those are preventable kinds of injuries.
Gunshot wounds in children are just devastating injuries.
Elizabeth Cleek would know. She runs the pediatric trauma division of the Children's Hospital of LA. Most hospitals aren't equipped to deal with these severe injuries, so kids get transferred here from around the country.
Children are definitely different physiologically. They're different than adults. They're not small adults. Everybody who does pediatric trauma care knows that their injuries are different because of the smaller body size. They also psychologically are much different than adults. They don't understand necessarily what's going on.
In 2012, there were 32 children hospitalized from gunshot wounds in LA County. This doesn't include those who died before reaching the hospital. Cleek agrees gunshot wounds are completely preventable and that pediatricians should be on the front lines of educating parents at every single office visit.
To remind parents, as developmentally children change, so a well-child visit at 12 months is not the same as a well-child visit at 2 years, where your child is now 2 years old, can climb, can reach, can explore things at a new level. And sometimes families need that reminder. They need to keep things at a safer level.
That means lock a gun away where curious hands can't find it, and apart from ammunition. Cleek says children hurt by gunfire typically have a long road to recovery. And she'll be happy the year her pediatric trauma bays don't have to treat a single one. Deepa Fernandez, 89.3 KPCC.